When Portland, Oregon welcomed Sam Adams into office this month, it became the largest U.S. city to have an openly gay man as mayor. But already a sex scandal is muddying his short record. April Baer of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Sam Adams was supposed to spend Tuesday at Barack Obama's inauguration. Instead, Portland's first openly gay mayor got to face down an army of TV cameras.
I want to apologize to the people of Portland for my dishonesty and for embarrassing them.
During Adams' mayoral run, rumors started churning about an alleged sexual relationship in the candidate's past with a young man called Beau Breedlove.
The allegation coming at me was sex with a minor.
Adams says that was not true, but he wasn't telling the whole story.
I should have told the truth at the time and taken the consequences then.
That truth, Adams says, is that sex did happen, but it didn't happen until a few weeks after Breedlove's 18th birthday, the age of consent in Oregon. Still, Adams says he didn't think anybody'd believe him, so he lied and asked Breedlove to do the same. The revelations have been a body blow to a city that prides itself on its thriving gay community. Portlanders were proud of Adams, and proud that his personal life hadn't been much of a campaign issue. But pride has turned to angry outrage, spilling over onto blogs, talk radio, and even some Sam Adams strongholds, including here at this gay community center. Tuesday morning, gay men, lesbians, transgendered people, and others gathered on couches and folding chairs to watch the inauguration.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Sam Adams helped to found this place. To these people, he was part of a rising tide of social justice.
Here we are standing on the mountaintop, looking over. We've got our black president and our gay mayor, and we were going to get this done, you know? And now I just feel like we've totally been let down.
Portlander Kimberly Van Patten says the scandal is more than a setback.
We spend our whole lives trying to convince everyone that we're okay, that we're not broken or wrong. And I don't care who he slept with, but he lied.
In another corner of the room, Ryan Schultz was mindful of how 45-year-old Adams initially dismissed the story as a nasty smear. The worst kind an older gay man could face, Schultz says. A smear suggesting he was trying to recruit younger men into a gay lifestyle.
He was trying to break it down, that stereotype, but in fact he's building it up by lying about it.
The chorus of reprimands for Adams isn't quite citywide. Brian Boyd is a blogger for the site Gay Rights Watch, who's followed Adams' political career.
Things like this happen in the straight community all the time. Humans have sex, consensual sex, and that's that. I think Portland needs to get over that. And, you know, Sam does need to regain our trust in a lot of ways because he did lie.
But Boyd thinks Adams still has things to offer as mayor and that resignation is the wrong move. The city's police union, its major daily paper, and even the local gay newspaper disagree. All three are calling for Adams to step down. In some ways, the city's reaction has been colored by ghosts of the past. In 2004, former Portland Mayor Neil Goldschmidt was revealed to have sexually abused a 14-year-old girl over a period of years. While Adams' circumstances are very different, Portlanders are looking at this current scandal with a deep wariness. The Oregon Attorney General's office is investigating. For NPR News, I'm April Baer in Portland, Oregon.